It's always wisdom. So let's pray. Lord, I ask that you speak to us today about our journey in life and sometimes where we have to make leaps where we don't know what that means. And I ask that you would guide us by your Spirit today and take my words and give them some life for each of us. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like for you to read with me Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 16 as we start this. And this is the Apostle Paul writing to the church at Philippi. Here we go. Not that I have already obtained this or I am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brethren, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature be thus minded, and if in anything you are otherwise minded, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true what we have attained. The Apostle Paul, when he wrote this, I think he was in prison. And he's writing about, you know, moving ahead in your life and in terms of your faith, but holding on to what's strong as well, but moving on and taking care of things as you live your life. This Presbyterian minister and Catholic priest were close friends, and for years they would go fishing in a man-made lake near the town where they worked. And they'd been there so long in that town that they were present when the man-made lake was started. And this new Baptist minister moved into town, and that spring he asked to go with these two guys when they went fishing. So one spring, Saturday, off they went, Presbyterian minister, Catholic priest, and the new Baptist minister. And they got out in the middle of the lake, and they fished for a while. And suddenly the Presbyterian minister spoke up, and he said, you know, God says that if we have enough faith, we can do anything. We can even walk on water. I believe I can walk on water if God is with me. And so he got up, stepped out of the boat, and walked across the water to the shore. Well, the Catholic priest watched and turned to the Baptist, and he said, you know, I believe I can walk on water if I have enough faith. He got up, stepped out of the boat, proceeded to walk on the water over to the shore. So the Catholic priest and the Presbyterian minister stood on that shore, and they called to the Baptist minister and said, you can do it. You can walk on water if you have enough faith. Well, the Baptist minister hesitated, and then he stood up, and he looked at the two on the shore, and he looked at the water, and he was obviously shaken but determined. He stepped out of the boat, and he went straight to the bottom of the lake. The Catholic priest turned to the Presbyterian minister and said, do you think we should have told him where the stumps are? And the Presbyterian minister said, no, I've always wanted to baptize a Baptist minister. We've been doing a series on bridges. And bridges is kind of an image or a picture that we can take in terms of how we live our lives. And sometimes we talk about, we've looked at bridges we brave, the ones where we literally have to screw up our faith and our strength to get across things. We've looked at bridges we burn so that we can't go back to where we were. We've looked at bridging the gap between God and man and being that bridge as his people, kind of like this poster was down here. We looked at the Lost Bridge last week and why we call the Great Banquet here the Lost Bridge Great Banquet besides and didn't change that name when we moved over here. Because there is a bridge for the lost out there, and sometimes we can be helpful in doing that, and we looked at that. Today I want to look at bridges with gaps, and you have actually a bridge with gaps on the front of your bulletin today. It's stepping stones, but basically that's a bridge across a water or a river or something in terms of that. I've got a clip from the movie The Golden Child, which brings me to the topic of the day, about how do you travel on bridges that have gaps in them.
Hey, a piece of cake.
This is a piece of cake, okay?
Hey, there's no floor. There's no ground.
Wait a minute, I got it.
There's a ground! You making it look like it's no ground. You see, if I'm gonna be scared and run back and say, there's a ground. There's a ground, Monty.
Remember, stay on the path.
I heard you the first time. Let's just hope the path stays under me.
This is actually a spiritual movie. And by the way, water always represents the grace of God. And he's supposed to make sure he doesn't spill that water. And fire always represents God's truth and revelation. By the way, you'll notice there's two kinds of bridges in there. There's that bridge that burned up. I guess he burned his bridge behind him. And then there's the stumps that we have in terms of that. Stepping stones. I have one more cut that I want to give you here in just a minute, but stepping stones are bridges with gaps in them, just like the front of your bulletin here. There's something about stepping stones in a river or a pond that makes you want to walk on them. The water may be moving fast or it may be calm, but some of the stones can be very solid footing sometimes, and some can be shaky, and some can get wet, and if you're not careful, you can end up in the water. That's the way of stepping stones. That's the way of life as well. And in this cut from there, you know, he was making stepping stones, but there was no ground under him. You see all kinds of people on stepping stones as well. Some who lose their balance, they get wet. Or a timid person who makes it a couple of stones, then kind of freezes up and gets shaky and trying to decide whether to go forward or go backwards. There are some who have a reckless spirit. They seem to be very sure-footed in their ability to do that, kind of like a mountain goat, and they can move from stone to stone to stone to stone. I have another bridge with gaps in it I want to show you, and this one does have a little movement to it. as a clip from Live and Let Die, and James Bond, of course, he could walk across crocodiles at, like, stepping stones. You know, this was actually done at a crocodile farm, and I saw it, and they did it five times. And the guy, those are living crocodiles there. They are not fake. They tied them down to the bottom of the pond, and but their heads were still free. And the guy that actually ran across there, they did it five times before they could ever get it to look the way they did. And a couple of those times, it's the guy that owned the crocodile farm that did it. And a couple of times, his leg ended up almost in the mouths of these things. And he had to shake a couple of them loose on a couple of those things. But that's a kind of a, well, that's a form of stepping stones, I guess you might say. Moving across the stepping stones in terms of life, moving gingerly sometimes is the smart way to do it. And sometimes to be cautious usually works too, especially if you're on a wobbly one or you're one that moves under you or has teeth to it when you're standing on it. Stepping stones in a river. These are bridges with gaps in them. And they're a lot like life because bridges have gaps in them. And the bridges that we have to transition in terms of our life sometimes got spaces. You can divide stepping stones into three basic categories, whether you're in a riverbed or we're in the river of life, you might say. You're the ones that you've already stood on. Then there's the ones that you're standing on right now. Then there's the ones that are up in front of you. That's where you've been, where you are right now, and where you may be going someday, if you got the stomach for it, if you got what it takes to get there. Now, I don't want to worry about the risk takers today who leap from stone to stone or jump out of airplanes with perfectly good engines in them. A wet foot doesn't seem to bother them very much. I want to look at those of us who are in this river of life, and sometimes we have to make that leap of faith, you might say. I'm not going to worry about people who are always filled with fear either, because they can't do much about them, because they're just kind of hung up where they are a lot of times. And if you try to help them, sometimes you end up in the water with them. Bridges with gaps are something you have to tackle by yourself, for yourself. You can't push or pull somebody else. You can urge them on. You can talk with them. You can cheer them on, which is what I'm doing today. Maybe for somebody here, you've got a stepping stone out there that you have to think about doing. Besides, don't think anybody else has to stand on your stone anyway. You notice the one thing about stepping stones, there's very little room on stepping stones for other people. So that leaves the rest of us. And we get torn between courage and fear. And when do we take that next step? When do we make that little leap across that gap in that bridge? Do we stay where we are? Do we go back, try to go back? Well, I can give you a little bit of advice on the subject of those kinds of stepping stones in our lives. Don't embalm the past or even the present, which is exactly what a lot of people do. Moving through life, they want to do that. They want to just kind of freeze frame the whole thing. They get someplace that they really like and that they believe is correct for them, and so they'll stop the action. They'll freeze frame it. They'll build a roof over it. They'll turn it into a shrine and intend to live there happily ever after. Well, when they find a stepping stone to their liking, sometimes they'll floodlight it. Sometimes they'll reinforce it with concrete as if they expected to stay there forever. We have a talent for making stepping stones into cornerstones, but they were never meant to be lived on. It's standing room only. Read with me Mark chapter 9, verses 2 to 5. And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart from by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his garments became glistening, intensely white, as no fuller on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking to Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is well that we are here. Let us make three booths, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah. When Peter, James, and John were on the Mount of Transfiguration, they saw Jesus in all of his glory. And he was talking with Moses and Elijah. And they wanted to build monuments to that time when they saw the glory of God. That time of transfiguration was a stepping stone in the ministry of Jesus, because when they came down off that mountain, things changed very quickly. And the disciples, but they wanted to make it some kind of a monument, a cornerstone for a church, you might say. Don't embalm the past, but don't think it doesn't count either. After all, your past brought you to where you are today. It's not worthless because it's old any more than it's sacred because it's old. One can respect the traditions of your past without being imprisoned by them. Actually, the most important stepping stone of the whole string in life is the one that you are standing on right now, at this very moment. It carries your weight. The one I stand on, it carries my weight. It holds me up. It keeps me above the water itself. You know, if we were to take a child of age 2, a child of 12, a person 22, and so on up to, say, 92, and look at all of their faith as they fold, the truth is no person's faith is to be despised. The 2-year-old, nor the 92-year-old, or anybody in between. You don't despise it, no matter what the age. Because at that moment, it is the most important faith that that child, or that teenager, or young adult, or middle-aged person, or old person has. Now, it may change. The child will grow and put away childish things, at least that's what we hope. And the childish religious things as well. The adult will think and rethink as long as he or she continues to grow in mind and spirit. But for right now, take a look at the stone and what you stand. Take a look at the stepping stones that you've been on before. So as you look back and how you got to where you are today, look over your shoulder and take a look back there. So you see, you'll notice that that bridge that you've been walking on has gaps in it. And sometimes you have to leap a little to get to the next place. We call that faith, by the way. But it's where you've come from. And you look forward as you turn around and you look out there in front of you and you... What stones do you see out in front of you right now? What kinds of things are going on in which you're obviously going to have to make a jump? You see? Do you think you know it all? Do you think you've experienced everything in your life? You know it all and you've experienced it all? I dare say not. There's more out there in front of you. Nobody can. No. Sometimes we won't believe this. We think that I've arrived. Well, we do that all the time, don't we? I've arrived. And from where you're standing on that stepping stone of life, you can either say, well, that's just a wall. I'm done. Here we are. Or we have an opportunity to go on to something else, unless you convince yourself that the last word has been spoken in terms of faith, the last word has been spoken in terms of how your life is going to unfold, the last truth has been uncovered in terms of who you are in your life. I've seen too many people convinced in too many periods of history really to buy into that. I've been around people all the time. And I tell you what, I have to guard myself against that too. You know, knowledge, history, faith are strewn with people who think that this is the end. They have come to the end of their bridge or their life, and there's no more stones out there. And yet there are. It's the end of the line or not. If you look at just the last 100 years, there have been hundreds, thousands of leaps from one stone to another on the bridge of life. In terms of science, in terms of relationships, in terms of how we work in this world, there have been all kinds of things. But sometimes we think we've seen it all. We're on the last one. You know, in the history of this church, Lampstand Church, by the way, was actually Woodland Chapel. In 1957, when it was formed, and then they built the first church building, I am sure there were people who said, well, now we're here. It's good. But you know what happened? They had to extend their sanctuary because it wasn't big enough. Then they built a North Fork section, which has the Christian education part, and then they did that. And, you know, and every time they took a step, there were those who said, no, we're done. We're done. We're done. We made a huge leap from one stone to another on the bridge of the life of this church about seven years ago, when we jumped from where we were and made that leap to this place right here. And when we did that, I expect that when we got settled in, this is it. We're here. This is the last thing in terms of the growth of who we are as a church. Is it? Really? I expect there may be some of you who think that today. This is the last stepping stone in the life of this church. This is the end of the line in terms of church growth. This is the end of the line in terms of who we are. And we're going to stand here. Well, let me tell you something. Christianity is a movement, not a monument. Never has been a monument. There are a lot of bridges with gaps in them, and there are a lot of times when you have to take a step or make a leap to cover that gap in terms of that thing. And this church, I dare say, there will be times in our future where we make a leap in some kind or other. Now, a lot of us have these bridges that we're on, and there are gaps in it that we have to deal with. They're like stepping stones. You don't know whether to make the leap or not. Is there life after high school? Is there life after college? Is there life after cigarettes? I didn't know if there was or not when I quit smoking. You may have experienced turmoil and crisis or loss of loved ones. Somebody has died in your family, or divorce occurs in terms of life. Kids leave home. Maybe you lost your job. Is there life after those kinds of deaths? You think you see the possibility of another stepping stone, but there's a gap. And things are like Eddie Murphy, there's no ground under me. And things are dark, and you can't see very well, and you're not sure. You don't know. Is it solid ground? Is it shaky stones? You know, I don't know. I know that in this church, we have a lot of visitors in this church, by the way, and if you are one, you know it. Most every Sunday, we have 10 to 20% of the people that are in church that aren't members of this church. And I know that. And you come from other churches, maybe. Or you may come from another community where you had a good church and you don't know whether to make a commitment to this church or not and join it. Well, it's a big step. And you don't know whether taking that step will put you on solid ground or not. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Except, you aren't where you were, you've moved on. The only way to find out if the stepping stone, like a membership in this church, is solid or not, is to make the leap. Someone Here maybe toying with whether or not to attend a great banquet this fall, which we hold. You've heard about it. In fact, people probably badgered you about going. You've seen other people, and you know that they've had a tremendous experience, but you just don't know whether or not you want to make that leap. You know, make that just that short little jump and give up 3 days of your time. Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. There's only one way to find out. Or you can stay where you are. Someone here may be really struggling with whether to make a true commitment to Jesus, you know, and accept him as your Savior, and you begin that journey of making him the Lord of your life. By the way, on that journey, there are gaps that you sometimes have to make a jump on. Even that. Is it the right thing to do or not? Well, I don't know what to tell you. There's only one way to find out. It's a leap of faith. It's jumping from one part of the bridge of life that you're on across maybe a gap, and there's a lot of stuff underneath you, but you just don't know. It's like stepping stones in a river or in a pond. It's a risk. You're not going to know unless you do it. Do I take that new job? Do I ask that girl out or a guy? What college should I go to? Should I join the church? Should I attend the great banquet? Should I buy that house or that car? Should I go back to school? There's stepping stones in life. Bridges that we travel, and there are gaps in these bridges sometimes along the way. And you're not going to know until you take that step in faith and commit yourself. You know, Jesus was always dealing with his disciples as if he were coaxing them on in terms of their lives. He would tell his disciples some truth about, well, a leap in faith. And then he would say, now, if you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. And you got to hear those words, because if you won't do them, you're not going to get blessed. You may hear a lot about a lot of things, but unless you do them, you don't get blessed. You may see a stepping stone up ahead of you, unless you actually follow me, Jesus says, and make that jump, you're not going to know the blessing. What of you following Jesus yourself? Do you know it all? Or all you care to know? You know, sometimes that's the way we are. I don't care to know anymore. Are you resting on a stepping stone of past Christian action and commitment? How's your giving to God's work? Are you parked on a stone in terms of your stewardship and of life? Do you understand why you give, what it teaches you? Are you too old to learn more? You got to that place. Do you know so much that following Jesus has become doing it your way instead of doing it his way? Stepping stones, like on the front of this bullet, it is a bridge with gaps in it. And there are three types of stones: those you have been on in the past, the ones that you're going to be on in the future, and the one that you're standing on right now. The truth is, if we're going to live, now is where we're going to have to do it. All of us, we live into the now, because now is all we've got. And in order to get to the next stone, you have to know the stone on which you now stand. And I think that's very important for us. I believe that in our purposes in life, there are stones out there, or there are gaps in the bridge of life that we're on. And we have to figure out when to make that leap. I believe also to the degree that each of us does not follow Jesus, we allow the creature in us to begin to surface, and then we depart from the path that we should be on as God's children, and we end up going on other things. And I believe there are parts of us that cannot be reached by legislation. cannot be reached by education. Some things that we truly struggle with in this life are literally leaps of faith. When you have a gap in the bridge of life that you're on and you have to make the jump if you're going to move on. Now, to the degree that we align ourselves with God's will for our lives, His ways in the world, and strive to move in those ways is the measure of our fulfillment of who we really are as God's people and what we're about in this world. We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. We're about discovery in terms of our lives. T.S. Eliot wrote, he said, "We must not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we began and know the place for the first time." Well, today it's my prayer that this Presbyterian minister has pointed out to you some of the stumps and stones on which to step on the bridge of life, so that when you go out and get out of the boat and you begin to try to walk on water, at least you'll know where the stumps are. God bless you. Let's pray. Lord, I ask that all of us kind of come to understand that we are moving on in this life, and we're on a bridge. And sometimes there's gaps. And I hope that I have pointed out some of the stumps. And we will baptize that Baptist minister in Jesus' name. Amen.